I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the era when the mighty A&P ruled the grocery world. Beginning in the 1940s, the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, better known as A&P, became the Walmart of its day. According to Wikipedia, from 1915 through 1975, A&P was the largest grocery retailer in the United States. And until 1965, it was the largest U.S. retailer of any kind. A&P was considered an American icon that, according to the Wall Street Journal, was as well known as McDonald's or Google is today. At its peak in the 1940s, A&P captured 10% of total U.S. grocery spend and was frequently scrutinized by antitrust advocates who feared the company could create and sustain a U.S. grocery monopoly. The first Kane store was located at 318 Chase Street, and its ads in the Kane Republican, dating to 1924, touted that A&P was where economy originates. Like today's Walmart, which once boasted everyday low prices as its slogan, low pricing was at the heart of A&P's marketing strategy. By 1931, A&P had three markets in Kane, including its new mechanically refrigerated meat market at 19 Fraley Street. In December of 1950, according to local newspaper reports, more than 4,000 people visited the new A&P supermarket at Haines and Fraley Street for its formal opening. Described as ultra-modern, the location would become the familiar home of Ann Page and Jane Parker store brand products for the next two decades. Unlike other grocers, for the most part, A&P did not rely on the rampant stamp trade, contests, and other gimmicks to maintain its competitive edge in the Kane market. Although it did issue plaid stamps and gold bond stamps, low pricing was always at the heart of its strategy. U.S. critics of A&P complained that some of the products displayed in the store ads were frequently sold out or not available. Others claimed that A&P's low prices put other smaller grocers out of business in the long term. Despite signs that A&P's business was already softening, the company went for broke in Kane in 1970 when it expanded and renovated the Haines Street location, razing two nearby properties to improve parking and access to the store. In 1972, the company expanded its original WEO concept, which was short for Where Economy Originates, to include the Kane store. According to Wikipedia, the WEO strategy featured top-selling grocery items in their original wholesale bulk packaging at greatly reduced prices. If this sounds familiar, look no further than your present-day Costco or Sam's Club outlet for clues. Notwithstanding the recently renovated Kane store, by the 1970s, many A&P groceries were outdated and lacked the storage space to fully roll out the WEO plan. And to boot, the company was starved of capital. In a business of already small margins, most of A&P's profit was declared as dividends to satisfy the income needs of the trust and its heirs. In addition, having sales of its private products losing out to heavily promoted national brands like Kraft and Campbell's Soup, for example, weakened profits. Plus, A&P's labor costs were higher than those of most competitors. This was especially true in Kane, as its union labor costs continue to rise despite shrinking margins. By 1975, many A&P stores began closing throughout the country. According to a Kane Republican story from 1978, Bob Hall, manager of the Kane A&P, spoke to the Kane Rotary Club and shared the challenges facing his store. Hall cited rising general cost, shoplifting, and increased employee and utility cost as primary factors that were driving food prices higher. According to Wikipedia, in 1981, A&P closed another 1,000 stores, effectively sealing the grocer's fate. The plan also closed manufacturing operations, except for production of its flagship 8 o'clock coffee brand, which endures today. History tells us that when the trade winds change and the countervailing powers shift, even a giant company like A&P is not too big to fail. Today, the once powerful Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company is but a wisp of a memory for the loyal customers and employees that supported the grocer during its nearly 60-year run in Kane. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.